Second person has died of injuries suffered in a crash caused by a homicide suspect fleeing from law enforcement in Milwaukee. A 23-year-old man died over the weekend after he was critically injured in a crash Friday that also caused the death of a 20-year-old woman. 27-year-old suspect is wanted for a homicide in Minot. Police say he was being pursued by officers from the U.S. Marshals Service when he ran a red light and collided with another car. Case is expected to be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office soon. Health officials say the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in North Dakota now exceeds 200. North Dakota Department of Health said 18 new cases of the coronavirus were confirmed today, raising North Dakota's total to 225. Among the new cases from yesterday was a boy under 10 years old in Stark County. Officials say he became infected from close contact with someone who already was infected. 32 people were hospitalized today, up one from yesterday, and a total of 74 people have recovered from the virus. Three people have died in North Dakota from COVID-19. North Dakota's two largest newspapers are taking steps to trim costs amid the coronavirus outbreak. The Bismarck Tribune, along with all other newspapers owned by Lee Enterprise Incorporated, says it will furlough employees or cut pay in response to a drop in advertising revenue. Kevin Mowbray, president and CEO of Davenport, Iowa-based Lee Enterprise, says digital subscriptions have seen an uptick, but advertising dollars are down substantially. The Forum of Fargo-Moorhead says it will increase print delivery on Mondays and Fridays to cut expenses. The move, which takes effect next week, makes the Tribune the only newspaper that prints 7 days a week in North Dakota. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Greg for KDAK, The Cardinal.